From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Americans began voting Tuesday. It's the end to a campaign that was exhausting and often bitter as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump presented radically different visions of how to lead the United States. VOA's Michael Bowman has this report.
Voting is now underway in all 50 states from Hawaii to Maine. And so far, the most notable thing is relative quiet. So far, we have not seen any reports of the massive cyber attacks that were feared, nor instances of voter intimidation. Now, it is still early in the voting day, and that could change, but for now, things do look good. Perhaps the most notable thing so far is that a group of topless female protesters showed up at the polling location where Donald Trump cast his ballot in New York. And I suspect that if that's the most noteworthy, unusual event of the day, the nation can count itself fortunate.
You can follow all of the election coverage on voanews.com or on VOA's Facebook page, live. Hot and wild is with an increasingly visible human footprint. That's how the UN Weather Agency sums up the global climate in the past 5 years. In a report released Tuesday at the International Climate Talks in Morocco, the World Meteorological Organization said 2011 to 2015 was the hottest five-year period on record. Lawyers for Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman could file on Tuesday an appeal to prevent his extradition to the United States. They argue that he could face the death penalty. This is VOA News. Iraqi investigators are looking into a mass grave Tuesday discovered by troops advancing on the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. That's the investigators you hear here. It appeared to be the latest of several mass graves found in territory retaken from the Islamic State group. The group has massacred hundreds of people as it swept across northern and central Iraq in 2014, and it's believed to have waged a brutal crackdown since the start of the Mosul offensive. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo inaugurated a new migration reception center Tuesday. She hopes it will prevent migrants from camping in squalid places in the city and ease tensions in affected neighborhoods. More than 18,000 migrants were removed from Paris streets and parks and given shelter since 2015. The International Organization for Migration reports several African migrants have died in a Libyan immigration detention center due to dire living conditions. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says his organization is very concerned by the death of a migrant 2 days ago, the fourth such death in the past 3 weeks. He says all the men, who most likely came from West Africa, have died from liver failure.
This is particularly tragic given that these are migrants trying to make their way to Europe to a better life. They end up in detention, quite often in pretty poor conditions. The humanitarian situation is pretty grim for them.
Doyle says that IOM is working with local and international partners to quickly take care of the immediate needs of detainees in the facility. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pirates are shifting from hijacking cargo ships to the more lucrative crime of kidnapping for ransom. That is in a report Tuesday from the IHS Maritime and Trade, and it comes days after Philippine Islamic militants killed one German sailor and kidnapped another. Devlin McStay is an analyst with the IHS Maritime and Trade Organization and says a number of kidnappings are on the rise in the piracy hotspots of Southeast Asia and West Africa. A British banker was jailed for life Tuesday for the horrifying murder of two Indonesian women at his upscale Hong Kong apartment and a cocaine-fueled rampage that the judge called sickening in its extreme. The Cambridge University graduate, Rurik Juding, 31, tortured one woman for 3 days, filming parts of her ordeal on his phone before killing her. Days later, with her corpse rotting on his balcony, he picked up another woman and killed her. Meanwhile, the defense counsel, Tim Owen, earlier told the court that Judding would apply for a transfer to a prison in Britain. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.